Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay.
Back with Sage Karam following the final practice before Carb Day. Sage, first off, you know, congratulations on making to the field. I know the weekend probably didn't go exactly how you imagined it, especially after we talked before Fast Friday, but let's start with Saturday. Walk me through, you know, how the car felt on the first attempt, progression of what changes you made, and you know, really your overall Saturday mentality.
Yeah, so you know, my first run, I went out on Saturday. We missed the balance, and you know, JR was gonna be going after me, so I didn't have, you know, I was kind of the guinea pig almost. And you know, track conditions were a little different from what we've, like, I didn't even do a lot of qual sims in general leading up to that, just since my track time this month has been kind of cut in half on a few days. We've had some issues, but I really wasn't all that comfortable to begin with in qual trim, and then since the track was different, we just missed it. And then, you know, I skimmed the wall on that run, and that run was just awful. And then, you know, I relayed the info of what I knew to JR, and then they put in a pretty decent run. But they, you know, still weren't perfect on balance. But then the issue we had was that the track just kept getting hotter and hotter, and the wind just kept picking up more. So literally, like, I'm trying to go out and do more runs, and I know the car has enough speed to be in the show. It's just, like, trying to chase this track as the day goes, and the track was just always just getting a little bit worse. Like, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and even though we'd better the car, like, the time just wouldn't show. And then my second to last run is, like, right when the track actually started to cool back down, and we overdid something on the balance, and went too far the other way, and we screwed up that run. And that would have been the run where, if I would have had the car balance where I had it yesterday, I think that would have put us top 15. And when I came in from that run, I said, guys, this is what I need, this is what I know we need to do. We made those changes, and we tried to run again, and the track was even better for my last run, but the issue was now the engine was too hot. I couldn't run full power. So we were faster in all four corners of the track on all four laps, but didn't have the straight line speed that we needed. So, and we actually were more trimmed out. So engine was just too hot. So we knew we had to come back. We had to persevere. And basically the setup I ran yesterday was the setup I ran on the last run on Saturday. And I went out, and I knew that balance was pretty good. The track condition was pretty similar. And just didn't lift. I knew I wasn't gonna lift, and you know, I don't want to say, you know, it was either make it in the show or put it in the wall, but that's kind of like what it felt like in that moment. You know, I wouldn't just put the car in the wall. I would be smart about it, but it was kind of that is do or die mentality at that point. And we came through, great run, and it was interesting, you know, because I think every fast nine guy went slower on Sunday than they did Saturday. And our time was, like, very, very respectable, you know, for a Sunday run. So I'm just wondering where that would have ultimately, like, have put us. And so we've made our lives a little hard here being in the back, but we've done it before in 2014 with the same crew, same car, same starting position in 31st, drove it up to 9th, and I was a rookie. I didn't know anything. So now I've gotten a couple of indies under my belt, and I know, you know, some things, and hopefully now we can finish a few positions ahead.
Sure. So you were, you know, up second or third yesterday. What was the feeling like once you finally could get, like, a good idea of, you know what, I'm safely, you know, I don't have to stress? Or what were you?
Fourth.
Okay.
I went out fourth. Yeah, I went out fourth, so I knew going out, if I came back first, that I was in. And I knew everybody's averages. I knew what P1's average was. And I saw my first lap, and I knew my first lap was really good, and it gave me a cushion for if the car does start to fall off a little bit. Because I could do two pretty good laps, but then, like, my third and fourth lap, we'd fall off a little bit. So it gave me a good enough cushion, I feel like, that I could have that fall off and not be too worried. you know, second lap was pretty good. Third lap, I think, was still pretty decent. And fourth lap was good as well. So I came across the line knowing, coming out of four, that I was probably going to be P1. So I was already celebrating before I even saw it on my dash of what lap I ran on my last lap. And then Dennis got on the radio and said, you know, you're guaranteed. And, you know, we were celebrating that we were in. You know, it's funny, you know, I don't think I've ever been in a race where I've celebrated qualifying 31st. But, like, that felt like such a big win. And to hear him say, you know, you're guaranteed in was really, really cool. And, like, the whole cool-down lap, like, the emotions were just so, like, insane. And just seeing, like, on the mounds and everywhere, I'm just driving around and, like, people have their hats off and they're just, like, waving them in the air for me. And, like, I got a lot of love yesterday from a lot of people. And even today, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's like, one of the, like, the best things, you know? Like, because, like, we went through so much. And I think everybody saw that. And they saw, like, how much this meant to me and how much this meant to my team. And, you know, I think they really respect that. And a lot of people coming up to me today and just really happy that we made it. So it's really cool to see that, you know, the fans have, you know, found this this little love for me. And, you know, they wanted to see the little guys, you know, the little teams, you know, be in this field.
Yeah, it was definitely an amazing, I think, one of the most consistent runs I saw all weekend from lap one to lap four. Going into, you know, today you just got done practice. It was, you know, mid-60s, race day, potentially a little bit warmer than that. Obviously, carb day looks like it's going to be really hot. Where do you want to fall in the weather spectrum? I've heard a little bit of everything. Yeah. I know Ferrucci talked this morning about wanting it to be hot because he thinks his car is better in the heat. How do you feel about all of that?
I think if you're starting up front, you want it hot, and if you're starting mid-pack and in the rear, you want it cool, because the hotter it gets, the harder it is to pass. I think for a fan's point of view, you'd want it like a day like today. For me, I'd say somewhere in the middle of what it's going to be like from here to race day would be perfect, you know, and have the wind die down. The wind's just a big issue, you know. Whenever the wind's up, it's hard, but yeah, I mean, my car felt great. The issue is I ran so many qualifying attempts that we've run out of new tires to practice on. So I did a lot of runs on, like, five-lap old tires, but in low trim. So, you know, those tires, and they only have five laps on them, but it's more like 15 because the car's, like, sliding around a lot more. So the car didn't feel that great this morning. And then we had one sticker set that, you know, we were saving for this morning. And I went out there with that, and the car just felt money and was able to pass guys pretty good. And you know, we came in and we knew we didn't really have much more tires to go through, and I just said, guys, like, you know, I feel pretty confident on the car, and, you know, there's like 30 minutes left in practice. I'm pretty comfortable with saying, you know, let's wait till carb day when it's going to be a little bit closer to race conditions, and see what we got then. And that's what we did. So we called it in early. I didn't really go to put in a lap time today. I was more or less just getting behind some cars, figuring out my timing on passing, and seeing how the car was in traffic. So I couldn't be more happy with, like, how the car felt today, knowing where we're starting. So I think we have the potential to make it exciting.
So speaking of one thing you said there, and we'll wrap it up with this last question so you can get about the rest of your day here. How does the car feel in traffic? I know that's the big, you know, the big story of the week, and it's going to be the big story as we approach race day. How do you feel your car is, you know, driving through traffic?
Yeah, I mean, just really good. Mine was really, really good. Earlier in the week, in the month, like, it didn't feel so good, but it was also hotter those days, and we weren't really, I think, near the balance we needed to be yet. And I feel like today we got it more in that range of balance, and also the weather helped out quite a bit today too. And that's why I feel like, you know, all the drivers should be kind of wanting weather like this on race day, just because, you know, we want to make this a show for the fans. And I feel like this is a weather that gives that opportunity the best chance. And, you know, I think everybody's cars felt a bit better today than they have the whole month in traffic. But, you know, at the same token, I was out there with, you know, four or five guys, and, you know, we're on the same track, same time. And my car seemed, you know, but then everybody was still struggling just a little bit, but they seem to be struggling in areas that we really weren't. So that's encouraging. And that's like why I was like pretty excited coming down pit lane today, just saying, you know, we're good to go back because I could pass. I ran through a pretty good pack pretty easily and felt pretty good about it. So that's what we'll need. You know, we'll need to be able to pass cars on Sunday starting where we are. And we did some pit stop practice as well, and the pit stops were great. So have an open in, you know, coming in on pit box. So that always helps, carrying more speed in, getting it squared up for the boys. And I think today was a perfect day for us.
Well, you know, again, congratulations. I know it's a little bit more stressful, but best of luck on the weekend. I know we'll be rooting for you and the very nice Wix filters looking car there.